as we've got down to the end, the attitude of a believer. I know we're all different human beings in this room, and we all got different attitudes, and we got different things that strikes us in different ways. But Jesus, when he taught here on the Beatitudes, he taught what our attitude should be. So tonight I want to look at Matthew chapter number 5. And we're going to do verse number 5 tonight. But if you have a copy of God's word, I ask you to stand. And we'll talk about the meek tonight. The meek. The ones that are meek. And the Bible says, and seeing the multitudes, he went up into a mountain. And when he was set, his disciples came unto him. And he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. But in verse number 5, he says, blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Let us pray. Heavenly Father God, as we bow in your presence tonight, Lord, we love you, we praise you, we glorify you. We thank you for this night. We thank you for everyone that's come out tonight, Lord God, to lift up the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray tonight for all the prayer requests all over this room. Lord, I pray right now for Brock Ott's, Lord God, as he's in Columbus. Lord, I pray you just watch over him, help him as only you can. Lord, there's people in this room right now that is needing a touch from heaven. Lord God, they're needing a touch from you. And Lord, I'd ask you to touch their bodies, touch their mind, touch their soul, and touch their spirit. Lord, whatever need we have tonight, I pray you touch it in a mighty way. Father, there's been unspoken prayer requests all over this room tonight. And Lord, I'd pray you touch in a mighty way. Father, I love you, I praise you, I glorify you. I ask you to guard my throat, guard my thoughts. Let everything I say tonight be all about you and nothing about me. And I'll be careful to give you all the honor, all the praise, and all the glory. In Jesus' most holy, precious name, and all of God's people said. Amen. You may be seated tonight. Tonight, as we come to the Beatitudes, we see tonight that the attitude here tonight is the meek. And the key verse here tonight is Matthew 5:5. He said, blessed are. So tonight, if you have a pen, once again, I'd underline are. Blessed are the meek. Blessed are. Not blessed is, but blessed are. You're being that meekness. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. To memorize means to know, to learn, and to keep forever. And Jesus taught his disciples here about meekness. And he did not teach on weakness, but he taught on meekness. I love listening to Adrian Rogers and what he has to say about meekness in a person's life. A person that is meek has a spirit that is under control. No, they got all kind of power. They got all kind of things, but their spirit is under control. Adrian Rogers used an illustration, and I would give him all the credit for this. I think it's one of the best that I've ever heard. Adrian Rogers used an illustration of a wild horse. I'm talking about a wild horse that can do anything that he wants to do, but now he is tamed. That is being meek. The horse has the same power, but now his power is under control. He still has the same power to run. He still has the same power to buck. He still has the same power to go against the one that's trying to train him. But when he gets meek, his power is under control. He still has all the power he's ever had. He's not lost a bit of power. He's just got his power under control. I don't know about you tonight, but in my life, that's what I need. Amen. I need to be meek in my life. I need to be settled down. I need to be controlled tonight. That same horse that would run wild and nobody control is now being used for its purpose. A horse to run wild, that's not its purpose. For a horse to be under control, that means it's doing what it's been called to do. Men and women in this room, we have been called to do something, and that is to live for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. That's exactly what God has sent the Holy Ghost to do in us. Tonight, you can't be meek on your own. You have to be meek by the Holy Ghost tonight. He has to get control of your life. He has to get control of your family. He has to get control of everything that you touch. And you have to get under the control of the Holy Ghost. That's exactly what God is doing. We must listen to the Holy Ghost. He will keep you under control. You ever seen a man or a woman or an individual that is totally out of control? They're running wild. They're running crazy everywhere they go. It's because they're not allowing the Holy Spirit of heaven to control their life. So tonight, let's look at being meek, or being what God would have us to be. He told here, to number one, we must be reminded of those who were meek. We must be reminded in the Bible of those who were meek. You say, preacher, does meekness show weakness? No, it does not, my friend. And I want to remind you of those who were meek. Number one tonight, Moses was meek. You remember Moses? Man, Moses was a mighty man of God. Moses is the one that stood there and led the Israelites out. Moses was a mighty man of God, but Moses was also meek. The Bible says in Numbers 12, in verse number 3, now the man Moses was very meek. He wasn't a little meek. He was very meek. He had all kind of power. He had all kind of wisdom. He had everything that you could think of, but he allowed the Spirit of God to meet him. And above all the men which were upon the face of the earth. Hey, can I say to you tonight, not only Moses was meek, but Jesus was meek. Hallelujah. Not only was Moses meek, but Jesus was meek. I want you to get this tonight. Matthew 11, 28 through 29, the Bible says, and this is Jesus written in red, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. If you're going to be meek, you're going to have a yoke put on you. You're going to have a yoke on you. You say, preacher, what kind of yoke are you going to have? You're going to have the yoke of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, on you tonight. He said, take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek. Who is meek? Jesus is meek. He said, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. Friends, tonight I want you to know a person that's got all kind of power and all kind of strength, but they keep it at bay tonight, that man or woman, they're being used by God. Tonight I want to say not only was Moses meek, not only was Jesus meek, but Paul was meek. Can I get an amen? Man, I'm telling you, Apostle Paul, he was a man that was meek for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He said in Galatians chapter number 2, in verse number 20, I am crucified with Christ. That means he's been dead with Christ. That old man is dead. That old man's been laid to rest. And now there's a new man come up. There's a new man lives inside of Paul. He said, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I. Paul said, what I'm doing in my own flesh, what I'm doing in my own body, it ain't me, but it's God who lives inside of me. It's the Holy Spirit that lives inside of me. He says this, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh. Folks, tonight, can I say to you, you're going to have desires in this life that you're going to have to put behind you. You're going to have things going in this life that you're going to have to put behind you. And you're going to have to let God move on your life. He said, "The flesh, and what I live now in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God." You say, preacher, I don't understand everything. You'll never understand everything. All you got to do is by faith step out and follow the example that Jesus Christ left before you. And he left before me. I'll never forget, we was at Broken Lies one night, and I had some shirts made, and on the back it had a picture of the cross, and on the front left side it said Galatians 2:20, and it said the crucified life. And the other night we was at a men's conference, and there was this big black guy sitting up front. I'm talking about big buffed up black guy. Hadn't seen him in a few years, but got to lead him to Jesus one night at Broken Lives. I got to lead him to the Lord. And after, it was right in the middle of COVID. And after we had led him to the Lord, Brother Eric, you be my witness. I think you were there. After we led him to the Lord that night and he come to know Jesus, he said, what about that shirt you got on? I'd love to have one of them shirts. Can you get me one of them shirts? I said, if you'll give me the shirt that you got on your back, I'll give you this shirt right now. Friends, I want you to know we switched shirts out there. I don't know what kind of deodorant he had on. It didn't bother me at that time. When I got home, my wife said, I can't believe you changed shirts with all the COVID that is going on. Friends, I didn't know how it would impact his life and how it would impact my life. But the other night when we were sitting over there in Bigby, Mississippi, I want you to know, I realized that man was sitting on front pew. He didn't care who was back there. He wasn't ashamed of Jesus. He was not ashamed of his Lord and Savior of Jesus Christ, and that young man was alive. I said, are you in the program? He said, no, I've been out and I've been doing good. I just come over to hear you preach. You say, preacher, what are you talking about? It's when we get to that place in our life, it ain't what I got, but what God can do through me. Can I get an amen? He said, I want you to know tonight, it must remind us of those who were meek. You have all the power, all the strength, but you let God lead you. But you say tonight, preacher, he said, blessed are the meek, for they shall shall inherit the earth. Why do we have to remind that? Because there's a reason to be meek. You've got a reason tonight, and I got a reason tonight. Friends, I want you to know tonight, you still got the same strength. You can still grab an old boy by the neck and wear his head out, but that's not showing the grace of God. That's not showing the mercy of God. That's not showing the goodness of God. You say, preacher, I'm not a meek person. I beg to differ. If you're born again, washed in the blood of Jesus Christ, you've got meekness in your life. Now, it's up to you if you're going to let that old flesh hold it down. But you can let that meekness come forth. You can let it come forth in your life. I wrote this down. It only reminds us of those that were meek, but we got a reason to be meek. Meekness is a fruit of the Spirit. Did you know that tonight? Meekness is a fruit of the Spirit. And when you got saved, you got all the fruit of the Spirit. You got all the fruit of the Spirit in your life. You don't get it occasionally, you got it all, because it's a fruit of the Spirit. So that fruit is in there. The question is, are you going to let it come to bloom, or are you going to let it come to pass? Meekness is a fruit of the Spirit. In Galatians 5, 22 and 23, the Bible says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love. Amen? The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering. That means self-control, by the way. Long-suffering, self-control. If you're going to go anywhere in this Christian life for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, you better have your little self-control. You better learn a two-letter word, no. Man, y'all ain't listening tonight. You got to learn the word no. That same sin, that same problem out there will always be there. You got to get to the place where you say no. You've got a reason to say no. You've got a Savior that hung on the cross. Tonight, meekness is this. I mean, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness. That's a fruit of the Spirit, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. Meekness is in every believer looking to bloom forth. Every born-again believer has meekness in their life. It's just if they're going to exercise it or not. I see the reason to be meek. I wrote this down. Meekness isn't easy, but is obtainable through the Holy Ghost. James 1:21 says, wherefore, we got a reason. Wherefore, lay apart all filthiness. Folks, tonight, if you're going to be meek, you're going to have to lay aside all filthiness tonight. Filthy communication, filthy talk, all filthiness, you got to lay it to the side. And superfluity of naughtiness, of naughtiness. Do you know what superfluity of naughtiness is? Superfluity means an abundance, an excess, a craving. You, me, everybody in this room, we have an abundance. We have an excess. We have a craving for things that ain't right. You say, well, are you sure about that, preacher? Yes. You say, well, change his environment. I've heard Adrian Rogers say once, I hear him say again, Adam fell in a perfect environment. Eve fell in a perfect environment. You say, well, I wouldn't have messed up if my friends wouldn't have been there. Your friends didn't make you mess up. You have a choice. You have a free will. And tonight I want you to know you have to get under that meekness tonight of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Superfluity of naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to save your souls. Tonight, that engrafted word that is able to save your souls, I see, number one, I'm reminded of those who were meek. Number two, I have a reason to be meek. But number three, there's a reward for being meek. Meekness is not weakness. But when you take your strength, you take the power that is God given you, and you put it under control and let God lead you, you'll be rewarded for it. Let me show you this tonight. Look what he says in verse number 5. Blessed are the meek. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Not the earth to come, now. Now. Folks, now. You say, preacher, what will I inherit now? I see a lot of Christians, and I'm just going to give you three things that a lot of Christians don't have. They don't have. One, I only got on paper, and it's prayer. Just come to me sitting here. Being able to pray through. Being able to pray through a situation. Not to be able to pray over a situation, but to be able to pray through the situation. A lot of folks can pray over something, but I want a man of God that can pray through something. Tonight, I want to give you this. What shall that reward be? You are going to inherit the earth. The what you live in right now, what can you inherit here on this side? Number one, I'll show you this. If you're a born-again believer and you let God have complete control over your life, you will inherit spiritual peace. Do you have spiritual peace tonight? Spiritual peace. I'm talking about a peace that passes all understanding. To inherit spiritual peace means that we rely on God for peace in this world. We can have peace treaties. You can take the president, let him go talk who he wants to, where he wants to. But there is no peace until God comes inside of you. There is no peace until the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, comes and lives inside of you. Folks, I'm talking about a peace. I'm talking about when all hell breaks loose and everything in your home's going chaotic. And you don't know what to do. You don't know where to go. And you just say, God, it is yours. Give me peace. Lord, I know you never died for a storm in my life. You died for me who is in the storm. Folks, storms are going to come. Things are going to come. And how you act when they come will show your relationship with Jesus Christ. Are you going to act like a pagan? Or are you going to act like a child of God? Anybody can blow up. Anybody can blow up. Anybody can blow up. But it takes a man to hold his cool and not blow up. Look what he says here. John 16:33. I got to share this with you. These things I have spoken unto you. This is Jesus. These things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In Jesus. It's the only place you're going to get it. In the world you shall have tribulation. That's true. You're going to have troubles. You're going to have tribulations. You're going to have trials. Even when you get saved, it ain't a bed of roses. To be honest, I know he said his yoke is easy and his burden's light. But Brother Brad, since I've been saved, it may be because my eyes is opened. I have more trouble now than I did before. Because before I could care less what you thought or how you felt. I care less. But when I got born again, man, I started caring about folks. I didn't want to hurt folks. In anything I do, I want to tell that folk the truth. I want to tell them the whole truth, the whole counsel. I don't want to leave anything. I want to tell them that Jesus Christ is their peace. Tonight he says, you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. Be of good cheer. Why? Because Jesus says he has overcame the world. Nothing in this world can destroy you. Jesus has got you. Reward for being meek, you inherit spiritual peace. Another for being meek, you inherit spiritual power. Spiritual power. You say, what? Folks, you got power tonight. I got power. You got power. Here's what he said tonight. To inherit spiritual peace is we rely on God for peace in this world. But to inherit spiritual power, we rely on God for strength in this world. 2 Timothy 1:7. For God hath not given us the spirit of fear. If I stop right now and I ask all around this room to raise your hand, if you ever get afraid over situations, every hand in this room would go up. You only get afraid and you only get fearful when you take your eyes off Jesus and you start looking at your problems. You take your eyes off the cross and you start looking at the crowd. You take your eyes off the cross and you start looking at all the chaos going on around you. Tonight he says, for God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Fear drowns out that power that you have in your life. Fear kills love. Fear takes over a sound mind. You and I must have a sound mind, be in love with God, and have his power throughout our lives. The reward for being meek, we inherit spiritual peace. We inherit spiritual power. And by being meek, we inherit a spiritual promise. And that promise is this: you can rely on God. You can rely on God. You say, preacher, are you sure about that? There's not nothing that'll come in your life that you can't rely on God with. He's a promise keeper. He's one who won't never let you down. He's made you a promise. He's made me a promise. He says tonight in 2 Corinthians 1:20, for all the promises of God in him, for all the promises of God is in him, are yea, that means yes, and in him, amen, or that means that's right, unto the glory of God by us. All his promises is in Christ Jesus. Everything that God's gave you and everything God gave me is that we may inherit it one day. One day we're going to lay this body down, burdens and all that we got, and we're going to be in a better place. Amen? But until then, we got to learn how to have peace here. We got to learn how to have power here. And we got to rely on God's promises here. You say, preacher, what do you mean by that? Things are going to come your way. You're going to be lied on. You're going to be lied against. But you've got to stand firm in what God's called you to do. Don't you lose your cool. Don't you be hot-headed. Today I checked the mail. Brandy done knows. And if it ain't my name on it, I don't open it. I just don't open it. Ain't none of my business. It ain't addressed to me. But I got it in the mail and it had Kaylee's name on it. And it had the Department of Alabama vehicle. Well, I pay the insurance. That includes me in a little bit. I tore off the, you know how you do it on this side? You tear the paper off. Tear the paper off on this side and I fold it open. I'm just an honest preacher. You say, you shouldn't be telling that. I just can't help it. I just see God in things. Knowing what I was going to preach tonight, I opened that letter up and it said, your license have been revoked. Revoked? For something going on in Georgia. And first thing in my mind, Brother Eric, is I said, that girl ain't been to Georgia. And then I said, well, no devil. He said, well, she might have went to Georgia and you didn't know it. No. I can trust her. No. Maybe she was with somebody and she needed to drive. No. So I picked up the phone and I called real friendly with the lady. I said, ma'am, she sent me over to Georgia, back to Alabama 77 times probably. That last time I was on the phone with that lady, she said, sir, I done talked to you one time. I said, ma'am, listen, please. I've been back and forth. I've been tossed to and fro. I just need to know what to do. She said, like I said. I said, ma'am, you don't have to have an attitude to do your job. I just want to know how to take care of this. This is identity theft or something. There's no way this is her. There's no way. She kept on. I finally told her, just have a good day. Why, preacher? Because Brother Heath, I was going to say something I'd regret. Folks, tonight, can I say to you, I was getting ready, going to pay the bill if she did owe it. Open up my billfold and I have lost my debit card. Brandy said, where'd you lose it? I said, if I know, I'd go get it. Where'd you lose it? I said, I don't know. If I knew, I'd go right to it and I'd pick it up. I don't know. She said, what does that mean, preacher? What you going to do about it? What you going to do about it? Tonight, I want to ask you that question. What are you going to do about it? There's things going to come in your life this week. And you have the same ability to blow up and go crazy. Or you can let God have his way in your life. keep you under control, keep you from saying something that you would regret. One of the biggest lies I've ever heard. Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. That's a lie. I'd rather take a whooping than take a tongue lashing. I'd rather take a whooping when I was a kid than have my mom and daddy want to talk to me. And tonight, can I say to you, we have an obligation. Blessed are those who are meek, for they shall inherit the earth. A peace, a blessing, what God can do in your life. I have to remind the devil all the time. Tomorrow, Ryder will be 4 years old. Four. He's something. He's something. But I remind myself this. 4 years ago tomorrow is when that doctor told me, I can't promise you I'll save both of them, but I'll try to save one of them. Folks, I want you to know, you got to learn how to pray through. When it's took out of your hands, ain't nothing you can do. And he's putting it in the doctor's hands. And God says, I got it. You just pray. You got to learn it. You got to learn how to pray through and not try to do it in your own strength. Not try to do it in your own prayer, power, but pray on through. Tonight, what time we got? We got a little bit of time. Y'all got to go. Both of y'all got to go. No. Lead us in something right here. Whoop, you got the baby. Lead us in something right here. You ain't even got to have your guitar if it ain't up there. Sister Neeson, lead us from the floor, whatever you want to do. Let's do it. I'm going to ask you to stand.